Sean, I've known you a long time. I haven't seen you as excited as this at the appointment of a manager. This is a huge move for Derry.
Absolutely, no. He absolutely ticked all the boxes for what I see the vision going forward at Derry City Football Club. And when I spoke to him, he actually blew me away with his vision and enthusiasm and drive. It's just something that I have in me as well, and I see the club going forward. I went up and seen their facilities, see what they've done, what they've achieved, and I would like to. And I can see it, and I do firmly believe that he can do the same for this club.
Fans are disappointed the way that this last season tailed off, but quickly, a quick turnaround now. New season's coming ahead, new manager, new stand being built. A lot to be happy about here.
Absolutely. You know, well, I mean, fans, and you know, I'm a fan. I was absolutely devastated. I mean, with 3 games ago, we could have won the double. So that's football. That's just crazy. That's why we love it. That's how we get passionate about it. But no, look, we're exciting times here. You can see there the stand's getting built. Hopefully it'll be there for the start of next season. We're hoping they roll out the Mark Farren stand as well. We're having a meeting here now at 12:30 with the council in relation to that. And the new training facilities is all going in the right direction. And like, bear in mind, with the team we have there, okay, there's a few people have moved on. We'll be bringing new people in. You know, it's exciting times for Derry.
Big demand. Somebody in the press conference said this is a town with thousands of managers. Big demand. You know, the fans are hard to please here.
Absolutely. You know, that frustrates me. I remember one time, John, you know, everybody is an expert in football in Derry City. And as I said in the press conference earlier, you know, this is a soccer city, so everybody, no matter what, people don't go to the matches, they know everything about it, and they'll tell you who they play and who not they play, even boys that don't go. I mean, I remember walking out of the ground one time with John Hume. He was in front of me walking out a long time ago, and a guy walked past me, a dog, and he says, "Well, how did you do today?" And the boy says, "Where are you from, son?" He says, "I'm from a Foyle Road." He says, "Not how you've done, it's how we done." And that's the way it is in this city. We're all Derry City people and Derry City fans. Even if you don't go to the match, you're still an expert in football in this city.
This man you've signed brings big experience, big success behind him. And this is going to be a huge challenge for him as well as the club.
Absolutely. And it's a big challenge because it's a contract approach here. He's going to have to build the structures in place for academy and stuff like that, whilst at the same time, the rigours of the League of Ireland. He's up against the big boys now. He's up against the Stephen Kenneys, the Damien Duffs, the Stephen Bradleys. He's up with the big boys now. It's a realistic challenge. And you can see it in his eyes. He's keen for it to happen because he's went as far as he could, as he says, that we learn. Now this is the next challenge. And boy, is he up for it.